Hello, everyone, and welcome to GCSE Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most essential topics in your OCR GCSE Mathematics specification, Powers and Roots, Topic 1.7. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic is absolutely crucial, and it appears in both calculator and non-calculator papers. Now, I know what you're thinking. Powers and roots? That sounds complicated. But here's the thing. Once you understand the patterns and rules, this becomes one of those topics where you can pick up marks really quickly. And trust me, examiners love testing this because it shows whether you truly understand how numbers work, not just whether you can punch buttons on a calculator. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's unlock the secrets of powers and roots together. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's start with the basics. A power, also called an index or exponent, tells you how many times to multiply a number by itself. So 2 to the power of 3, written as 2 cubed, means 2 times 2 times 2, which equals 8. Simple, right? Now, here's where students often lose marks. They calculate 4 to the power of 3 as 4 times 3, getting 12, when it should be 4 times 4 times 4, which is 64. Remember, the power is not a multiplication sign. It's an instruction to multiply the base by itself that many times. For your non-calculator papers, you absolutely must memorize square numbers up to 15 squared, which is 225, and cube numbers up to 5 cubed, which is 125, plus 10 cubed, which is 1,000. Examiners expect instant recall of these. When a question says, evaluate 12 squared, they're not giving you time to work it out. They want you to write 144 immediately. Now let's talk about the index laws. These are the rules that govern how powers work, and they're worth serious marks. There are 6 key laws you need to know inside out. First, the multiplication law. When you multiply powers with the same base, you add the indices. So x to the power m times x to the power n equals x to the power m plus n. For example, 2 cubed times 2 squared equals 2 to the power 5, which is 32. Why? Because you're multiplying 8 times 4. Second, the division law. When you divide powers with the same base, you subtract the indices. So x to the power m divided by x to the power n equals x to the power m minus n. Think of 5 to the power 4 divided by 5 squared. That's 5 squared, or 25. Third, power of a power. When you raise a power to another power, you multiply the indices. So x to the power m all raised to the power n equals x to the power m times n. This is where students often make mistakes. They add instead of multiply. Remember, brackets around a power mean multiply the indices. Fourth, negative indices. This is higher tier content, but it's crucial. A negative index means take the reciprocal. So x to the power negative n equals 1 divided by x to the power n. For example, 2 to the power negative 3 equals 1 divided by 2 cubed, which is 1 divided by 8, or 0.125. Fifth, fractional indices. This is where roots come in. X to the power 1 over n means the nth root of x. So 16 to the power 1 over 2 is the square root of 16, which is 4. And here's the full version. X to the power m over n means take the nth root first, then raise to the power m. So 8 to the power 2 over 3 means cube root of 8, which is 2, then square it, giving you 4. A common mistake here? Students have the number instead of finding the root. They see 16 to the power 1 over 2 and write 8. Don't do this! The denominator tells you which root to take. Sixth, the zero power law. Anything to the power of 0 equals 1. Yes, even 1 million to the power 0 equals 1. It seems weird, but it's a fundamental rule. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk about how to actually earn marks in the exam. OCR examiners are very specific about what they're looking for. First, show you're working. Even on a calculator paper, if the question is worth more than 1 mark, you need to show the steps. For a 3-mark question on simplifying powers, you'd get 1 mark for identifying the correct law, 1 mark for applying it correctly, and 1 mark for the final answer. Second, watch out for coefficients and algebraic expressions. When you see something like simplify 2x cubed all squared, you need to square both the 2 and the x cubed. So that's 2 squared times x to the power 6, which is 4x to the power 6. students constantly write 2x to the power 6 and lose marks. Third, for negative fractional indices, apply the steps in order: reciprocal first, then root, then power. So 8 to the power negative 2 over 3 becomes 1 over 8 to the power 2 over 3, then 1 over cube root of 8 squared, then 1 over 2 squared, giving you 1/4. Breaking it down like this prevents arithmetic errors. Fourth, command words matter. Evaluate means work out the numerical value, no algebra left. Simplify means use the index laws to write in simplest form, you might still have algebra. Calculate means show you're working and include units if needed. Quick fire recall quiz, 1 minute. Okay, let's test your recall. I'll give you a question and you pause and answer it. Ready? 1, what is 7 squared? The answer is 49. 2, what is 3 cubed? The answer is 27. 3, what does x to the power negative 2 equal? The answer is 1 over x squared. 4, when multiplying powers with the same base, do you add or multiply the indices? You add them. 5, what is 25 to the power 1 over 2? The answer is 5 because it's the square root of 25. How did you do? If you got them all right, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. Summary and sign off 1 minute. All right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered the 6 index laws, how to evaluate powers and roots, and the common mistakes that cost students marks. Remember, memorize those square and cube numbers, show you're working, apply the laws in the correct order, and don't forget to handle coefficients and algebraic expressions. This topic appears across both foundation and higher tier, and it links to so many other areas: algebra, equations, standard form, and even surds at higher level. Master powers and roots, and you'll find other topics become easier too. For your revision, practice non-calculator questions first to build your recall, then move on to multi-step problems that combine several index laws. And always, always check your working. Thanks for listening to GCSE Maths Mastery. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck with your exams.